So I thought of the perfect example. When you were a kid, you'd jump on the merry-go-round at the park. You push it around, or somebody pushes it, you sit on it, and it goes around and around and around. So imagine you're on a merry-go-round in life. Whether you're going to work or sitting at home, whatever you're doing, grocery store, anything. So imagine being on that merry-go-round, you're just sitting there. And as you're spinning at different speeds, you could be slow, you could go fast, whatever. And life is rotating around you, revolving around you. And you're watching people walk by. And you go to the store. There, you're on the merry-go-round. You see them walking by, going to the store, carrying something, doing, talking, having conversations. And you're just going around and around and around. And everything around you is just spinning. If you can change the speed of the merry-go-round, you know, you could sit there and almost have a conversation with somebody, and you just, but you're still turning. And so imagine life is the merry-go-round, and you're sitting on the, you're just sitting on the merry-go-round, and everybody has their own little merry-go-round, you know. There's no perfect example, but this is one of the best I can come up with. So you're not really going anywhere, but it feels like you're going somewhere. And you see people come in and out of your field of view, you know. I call it the holographic view. So they show up, you're going on, you're in your merry-go-round, and they disappear. They show up, they disappear. Some people stay around longer than they should be. And so, when you're sitting on that merry-go-round, you're actually seeing people show up, disappear, things, objects, whatever, show up, disappear. And so that's kind of like the holographic reality I'm talking about. You're not really moving. You might be spinning around. It goes back to the potter and the clay. So you're sitting on that that wheel, and the potter's shaping you, and you're just sitting on the wheel spinning. Things keep hitting you, you know? And so that's what life is. So there's really no space, no time. People just appear out of nowhere. Stuff appears out of nowhere. What you need appears when you need it. And it disappears. It comes and goes, disappears. And so it's still out there. You're in the middle of the park, and you can yell, hey, Sally Sue, you still out there? She comes running up to the merry-go-round. Talks to you, jumps on the merry-go-round for a minute, and then she jumps off and she goes about her business, goes and finds her merry-go-round. Anyway, my point is, in that scenario, there's no space, there's no time. Everything's repeat and cycle around you. You keep seeing the same stuff over and over, nothing new under the sun. And you already know what's, you know the cycles. You know the cycles. Because the earth has its little merry-go-round around you. It's got a cycle. You know your cycles. Then you watch other people from 1 year old to 90 years old, and you know their cycles. And so you just keep learning the cycles, and you start to decode this reality that it's just all a repeat cycle. It's all a deja vu. As you spin around, the faster you go around the merry-go-round, the faster you see that each moment is deja vu. If you go slow, you say, well, every year is the deja vu. If you go really fast, every month's a deja vu. If you go real fast, every moment is the deja vu. It's the same. Going real fast, every moment's the same. Going slow, every year's the same. going really slow every 10 years is the same. So you're just sitting on the merry-go-round, going around watching, and the faster it turns, the faster you see it's all the same, because it turns into a blur, right? The red and the blue blurs into one. And is that a red or a blue? It's really the same. The faster you spin around that merry-go-round, it starts to be all one color, one shape, one symbol. And so the closer, as you approach meeting your maker, as you approach God, you're going to, you know, the bema seat of Christ, or if it's the unsaved, the great white throne judgment, as you approach your maker through the cycles of time, you start to see it's all the same. It's all from him, through him, and to him. Stuff starts to merge together. And people who don't know they're on the merry-go-round, they say the same stuff every week, every month, every year, every day. And so you're already prepared for life. And some people are goats and they think they're slick, but they, because they're goats, are divided from God, and so they think they can fool you. But you've been on the merry-go-round so many times, you already know them from looking at them from afar away. That's why they're so foolish, and that's why Wiley Coates destroys himself, and the Democrats destroy themselves, because it's nothing but evil. Anybody who supports abortion, that's evil. Killing a human being and say, oh, I didn't kill a baby, I killed, see, that's a red flag right there. It's easy to see it. I don't know why people don't want to see it, because they don't want to admit they're evil. They don't want to admit they're sinners. They can see everybody else's sin, but they can't see their own. That's the problem. But you've been on the merry-go-round enough, you know those kind of people. They can point at you, but they can't see themselves. And they actually worship themselves. They think they're gods. They think they're a god. The God complex. But they're actually the clay on the merry-go-round. And God is shaping the clay, and they don't even know. They're resisting God, so he might remove his hands from the clay. But because you're looking for God continually, you're looking for God. So he's got his hand on you. And sometimes he has to throw you back down. He's got a good shape. He has to throw you right back down onto the merry-go-round and start over, because you need some more work. So your life, whether you're going to the store, the grocery store, work, home, trip, vacation, whatever, you're still on that merry-go-round. It looks like you're moving. You're not going anywhere. You're just your clay on the merry-go-round, and God is shaping you. And the outside never really changes. The faster it turns, the more it blurs, and you start to see through it and decode it, and you see the red versus blue everywhere. And so the faster you turn, the more closer you hit source.